Turning now to another story we've been following, this one in Manhattan, where the competition among affluent parents to get their kids into private preschools has reached a new extreme. Now, for years, New York parents have been applying to preschools even before their youngsters are born. That's not new. But what is new is an approach one prestigious preschool on the Upper West Side is taking. All applicants must now submit to DNA analysis of their children. So we went to find out more.
So over here on the left, as you can see, we have an art room.
This is the Porcifillo Preschool Academy, or Porcifillo Pre, as it's known. On a recent afternoon, Headmaster Rebecca Unson walked me through the modern glass and steel building. It was designed by I.M. Pei, and it's located in a leafy corner of the Upper West Side.
Over here we have computer labs. C++ learning is the language of computers.
You're telling me that the preschoolers here are learning C++?
Oh, absolutely they are, and they're very good at it.
Not only C++, but all the children are enrolled in a Mandarin Chinese immersion program. 12,000 applications pour into Unson's office each fall. 12,000 hopefuls for just 32 spots a year. It makes Porcifillo Pre the most competitive preschool in America. So in a bid to weed out the kids who have no chance, the school decided to require a DNA test for all applicants. Unson's team is looking for genetic markers that indicate future excellence, things like intelligence and confidence and other leadership traits. Now, before she joined the school in 2009, Unson was a child neurologist. She was hired specifically to implement this new policy.
Well, we now know that simple DNA testing can determine whether a child will end up at Yale or at Yonkers Community College.
And one expectant couple has gone to great lengths to get their future child a spot at Porcifillo.
My name is Richard Tromper.
And I'm his wife, Elizabeth Tauschen.
We met up with Richard and Elizabeth at the New Amsterdam Memorial Hospital. Elizabeth is 24 weeks pregnant. The couple is applying for admission to Porcifillo for the fall of 2015. And they're here at the hospital for a DNA test.
I went to Princeton. I was lucky. I mean, I got in Princeton. I worked hard. But when our child gets into this preschool, he or she is going. It's the express lane.
It's a one-way ticket to success.
Elizabeth will have a blood test. Scientists will isolate her unborn baby's DNA, analyze it, and then pass that along to the admissions office at Porcifillo.
Elizabeth Tauschen.
You ready?
I guess I have to be.
All right.
The school has an exclusive agreement with this hospital. The couple is taken into a room beside the lab, and blood is drawn.
Okay, hold steady now.
The vial of blood is then escorted immediately into the lab. About a month later, the results will be delivered back to the school. Some parents are already planning to take legal action against the school in the event their children are passed over. And a recent op-ed in the New York Times called the practice ghoulish and unethical. Headmaster Rebecca Unson dismisses that criticism.
This is not unethical at all. If anything, it's extremely ethical. This is now no longer a subjective decision. This is a clinical test that can show us how a child will perform throughout its life.
The Porcifillo Preschool Academy will begin to accept applications under their new DNA policy today, April 1st. And on this April Fool's Day, you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.